the Idaho Agriculture Department has created a 6-mile quarantine zone near Parma. That's where bird flu was found in a backyard flock of chickens. Now, the quarantine means eggs, poultry, or poultry products can't go in or out of the zone without a special permit. The virus is usually spread by wild waterfowl to domestic birds, and it's recently been found in Oregon, Washington, Utah, California, and now in an Idaho backyard chicken flock. Idaho State veterinarian Dr. Bill Barton says there have been 3 incidents of bird flu in the state. One strain of bird flu was found in wild ducks in Gooding County. Barton says the other strain now comes from 2 flocks which tested positive for bird flu in Canyon County. And he told our Samantha Wright, one is a private falconry and the other was a backyard poultry flock.
We are continuing with the epidemiological investigation on the falcon premises. The backyard poultry flock has been depopulated, destroyed, and we are continuing to look for new incidents of the disease in the state.
What's the fear right now?
Avian influenza, the strains that we're dealing with, which are H5N2 and H5N8, can be transmitted, carried by wild waterfowl, and where Idaho is pretty much covered by the entire Pacific Flyway for migratory waterfowl. We are doing a lot of surveillance in wild birds, and we have found it in wild ducks in Idaho. We're concerned that those wild ducks may have exposure to particularly our backyard poultry flocks and may expose those chickens or other birds to the virus, and they may become infected. So we are trying to get the word out to all backyard poultry flock owners to utilize excellent biosecurity measures and to, in all means possible, maintain separation between their birds and any wild waterfowl.
If you have a couple of chickens in your backyard, how do you do that? What should you do?
Well, if you in their backyard and you have no exposure to any wild ducks or any wild waterfowl, then you fall back to the good biosecurity. And that is if you're visiting other premises that have chickens, wash your hands, clean your shoes off, don't share supplies, feed, tools, those types of things between you and another bird owner. That's just good biosecurity. If you're out and about, be aware that the organism that causes avian influenza can be present in wild waterfowl feces, so you don't want to track that home to your birds.
And what is the fear, the danger with avian flu? What can we look for in the future?
Well, there's several consequences of an avian flu outbreak. One is the disease, although ducks carry it, they're well adapted to it. And it typically, there can be fatalities, but they can live through it but continue to shed the organism. Not the same with domestic poultry. It can be highly fatal. Various strains can be highly fatal in domestic poultry. So if we get it in our commercial poultry flocks in Idaho, it can be devastating for the poultry industry. The other big concern is trade, international trade. Avian influenza is considered a foreign animal disease in Idaho. We already have severe trade restrictions on the entire U.S. because of these outbreaks that we've had recently in the Northwest. And we're having some of our biggest trading partners, Canada, the EU, and Japan, implementing restrictions on U.S. poultry as well. So we need to deal with outbreaks as quickly as possible to minimize the negative impacts to trade.
Is there any fear for humans when we talk about bird flu?
These particular strains that we're dealing with in Idaho, H5N2 and H5N8, have not been known to affect humans anywhere in the U.S. or internationally to this point. Keep in mind that there are strains of avian influenza which have affected humans. Avian influenza has the distinct ability to mutate, to change its structure from an H5N2 to another form, which if it does mutate, those can affect humans. So that's why any time you handle poultry or wild game, you want to certainly use good hygiene, wash your hands, take all those good sanitary practices to heart and utilize them.
Are you worried about this? Is this new for Idaho, and should we be worried?
It is new for Idaho. To my knowledge, we've never had the highly pathogenic form of avian influenza in the state. We had an incident in 2008 with the low pathogenic form in a game farm. It's certainly of concern on not only the animal health side, but the trade side. So yes, we're, like I say, doing increased surveillance in wild waterfowl, We are increasing our surveillance around the affected premises that we know of in Idaho to ensure that we keep it in check.
Idaho State Veterinarian Bill Barton speaking with our Samantha Wright. Barton says if you have chickens in your backyard and you notice any sick or dying birds, you should contact the Idaho Department of Agriculture as quickly as possible. And if you see birds dying on public lands, you should contact the Idaho Department of Fish and Game.